The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. And finally, don't forget to enter our Super Bowl 58 props contest. Pick 58 Super Bowl props for a chance to win $1,000. Enter today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/SB58 or enter via the SGPN app. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/SB58, or alternatively, you can enter via the SGPN app.
So check out again, both got open. In the end, it was a really good reaction stop from Onana.
Oh, brilliant, wasn't it? You always feel West Ham are a threat from these set pieces. Got so many players that love to attack the ball, but Onana on his toes here, and he needed to be.
Short to Rashford. Bruno Fernandes lines one up.
Yeah, really clever technique from Fernandes. He's a long way out, but he doesn't try and hit it too hard.
Martinez. Garnacho, who gets the shot in past Fabianski, who's only just come on, and Manchester United take control, real control now. What a happy trio.
Yeah, I mean, that's reflective of how the front three for Manchester United have been performing, have been scoring. And this is a painful blow for West Ham, it really is.
You are listening to Bet MEFC here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow Bet MEFC on X at Bet MEFC. That's at Bet MEFC. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the two accounts for the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It's never been more relevant than this weekend, with it being Super Bowl weekend, so make sure you never miss a show. Tons of plays, tons of props being given out on the podcast. So give the accounts a follow at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network, and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, you can also follow my X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. On that account, I post free plays, but most significantly, I post my monthly profit and loss spreadsheet. And just before the Super Bowl tomorrow, I will be posting the P&L for the month of January. If you like and retweet that post, then I will be giving you out some free props for the Super Bowl. If you look at our January spreadsheet, which will be the spreadsheet we post tomorrow. And the newest spreadsheet is always the pinned tweet on that account anyway, so it's easiest for people to see how we did in the previous month. You'll see that we absolutely hammered the NFL this season. Our futures plays were incredible. We have an all-time record of 81% with futures, and we were heavily bolstered in the month of January with our NFL futures. We also killed the regular season, and we also hammered it in the playoffs as well. So we're coming off a phenomenal season, and we are looking to round that off with a strong Super Bowl card tomorrow. But we can give you guys some free props if you like and retweet that tweet when we post the January P&L tomorrow, which was in fact the 128th month in a row of transparent and tracked profit. What that means is that I have been undefeated in sports betting for over 10 years, just 4 months short of 11 years, and I haven't had a single losing month in that 10-year period, or 10-year and 8-month period. You can see all of the spreadsheets. If you want to make it difficult for yourself, scroll down the X account. If you want to make it easy for yourself, head over to lockbetting.com. That's also where you can sign up for the service. And if you have any questions about the service, then shoot me those questions over at LockbettingX. That's at LockbettingX. Moving on with this edition of BetMUFC. It's very nice to come on the show and have to talk about a Manchester United win. And it's even nicer when it is a convincing one like the one we had against West Ham. West Ham are no mugs. They started above us in this game. They were a team who are in the top six. Manchester United, of course, are looking for Champions League football. It doesn't help when Tottenham are grinding out lucky wins, winning games when they're not even playing well. And that's usually an omen of a side who are going to see it through to the end. So for me, I think Man United may have left it too late to get their full team together and start putting a run together. But you never know what's going to happen. Tottenham have been known to be Spursy, but things just seem a little bit different under Ange Postecoglou. We're obviously not going to see City drop out. We're not going to see Liverpool drop out. We're not going to see Arsenal drop out. So Tottenham are the only catchable team. Obviously, our opponents tomorrow, Aston Villa, are a little bit closer. But Man United need to play until the end to make sure that we at the very least are there if we do get 5 Champions League places for the EPL. And also, at the very least, we need to get into the Europa League. We do not want to be in the Europa Conference League. We'd be better off finishing 8th or 9th to avoid that. But of course, if we finish 8th or 9th, that would be the end of Erik ten Hag. And I don't want to see the end of Erik ten Hag. I think that would be unfair. He worked miracles last season. He's, in fact, a victim of his own overachievements, in my opinion, because nobody expected us to finish 3rd and to win a trophy. I think we are looking maybe at a 5th or 6th place finish last year, maybe a cup run. Instead, we got into the Champions League and won the EFL Cup. And now we've had a little bit of a reality check with the same dressing room issues reoccurring. Certain players still need to leave the club. New signings need to do better. But in his defence, this is really the first long-term period where we've been able to have our first team out there, and we've put a run of results together. We are undefeated in 2024. I know that's only February, but as I said before, we need the small wins. And what has been a big win was the fact that Manchester United played very well in the last game. We ride that momentum into this game against Aston Villa, who are coming off a 3-0 defeat in their last outing in the FA Cup, where they exited in midweek at the hands of Chelsea. So that all looks good for Manchester United, which is why it's quite surprising to me, really, why Aston Villa are such a strong favourite to win the game tomorrow. So we are going to move on to looking at that. We're going to look at the game between Man United and Villa. We're going to look at the prices. We're going to hear from Erik ten Hag as well. All the usual stuff you get over here on BetMUFC. But before we do that, let me take a quick pause to tell you guys about DraftKings. DraftKings is the official betting partner of the NFL. And if you're looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code SGP. New customers can, as I mentioned, bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58, with the code SGP. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467. 1-800-858-369 in Connecticut. Help is available for a problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources. Let me also take this very quick pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball and college football. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats and you can cash in. You can also win 100 times with some spicy plays as well. So watch along, make your picks and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with our promo code SGPN, Underdog will double that first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN.
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
The re-emergence of Casemiro must be very important to you after his injury problems. I wonder how important that is to you, the significance you're going to have for the rest of the season. And the second part of my question would relate to the influence he would have long-term on Kobbie Mainoo and his development.
Yeah, you can see it. We missed, for over a long period, very important players like Casemiro, like Martinez, like Luke Shaw. Also others. We discussed that often, but you see the impact from a player when he's there, like Casemiro. He gave you calmness and composure on the ball. He gives you options. He does see the vertical pass. So he's always a step ahead of his opponent, and that break lines. And yeah, then we talked just about the offensive and what they need, how they have to serve. But then Casemiro is a very important player for our game. So yeah, happy he's back. And yeah, for Kobbie Mainoo, and yeah, you can learn a lot from it. And that that togetherness, that that bound. Also, Kobbie is very coachable, and Casemiro has so much experience. And yeah, Kobbie will learn a lot from it, and that can even accelerate his development. So yeah, happy to have him, and yeah, and when they can play together, I think they can take benefit from each other.
Just to follow on from that, does Casemiro perhaps talk to Kobbie? I mean, do you see them chatting? Is there a relationship there? Does Kobbie will clearly look up to him? I mean, do you feel that there's a bond perhaps developing there?
Absolutely, and Casa, he takes also that responsibility. He takes him, take him to him. He's talking to him. I see it in the dressing room. I see it on the pitch, on the training, also in games. He is, of course, he's looking at his own game, but he's trying to help and to support Kobbie Mainoo. Yeah.
You've spoken about the Premier League's financial rules and spending rules a few times recently. It's clear how important Champions League revenue next season is to your transfer budget, I guess, in the summer. Does that make it more important, beyond just the footballing reasons, to get top four? Is there a danger that if you miss out, it kind of sets this project back years because of the financial knock-on effect going into the summer?
Yeah, it's very important to play Champions League. That is clear. So we don't have to discuss this. And what is exactly the impact? That is what in this moment I don't know. But yeah, of course you have you are financial. You have more power when you are achieving the Champions League. And so that is all our target. Absolutely.
So, Eric. Usually when a Manchester United manager has introduced some players to the team, Alex Ferguson, for example, he was bringing them into a successful team, a team that was winning Premier Leagues, a team that was packed with experienced players. Do you have to be more courageous as a manager to put your faith in young players when the team maybe isn't performing so well on the pitch?
You know, it's more easy to bring, to integrate young talent into a successful team. that's true. And so the conditions where we had to bring Kobbie Mainoo in that moment was not so it was not really that you know on forehand that will be a success. I had that confidence because I saw him performing. I saw him performing in autumn. I saw him progressing during in spring and in summer. I had that game from Arsenal in my mind. So I didn't have any doubt. But yeah, when he's coming in the team, he has to do it. Many things he has to do on his own. Because when there are a lot of routines in the team, it's much more easier to come in. That's true, but we are not in that situation. I think this club is already not in that situation for a long time. So for many years, Manchester United is not in that position. And so we are now building a team can really offer a foundation for players to come in. And we built a foundation that we really can add quality players into a squad. That bring the team to next levels.
But do you also have to be careful as manager not to overplay them? That there will be occasions where you have to bring them in and out of the team.
Yeah, but it's also that is what I did. For instance, I brought them out on Sunday because it was the third day of the second game in nearly 3 days. I brought them out against Nottingham Forest. I think that was the third game in a week. And yeah, I have to protect the player because first he has to get used to the Premier League intensity, and then he has to get used to do it every third day. And yeah, you can't train this. You can't train this in training. It's impossible. Or you can't train this in games from under 21. And you can only train this in the Premier League or Champions League, and when you have to perform every third day, and then you have to make considerations. It's about the team, the team result, but also about protecting players that they don't get injured. And yeah, Kobbie was twice injured, so we don't want to come into that situation again because that stops his progress.
Lots of stuff there about Kobbie Mainoo. I think Kobbie Mainoo has been one of the success stories of the season, and they were talking there about how Casemiro might have helped him. I actually think Kobbie Mainoo's helping Casemiro, whereas before, Casemiro was playing alongside the likes of Eriksen, who's not too mobile, not too great with the pressing. Therefore, it means Casemiro has more work to do. It means Casemiro needs to be up to the pace of the Premier League, which is difficult at this stage of his career. It means it's hard for Casemiro to be someone who's there to protect the defence and to be the ball carrier and to be the quarterback in that position as well. It's lots of stuff for Casemiro to do when you don't have the right person alongside you. And I don't necessarily think Eriksen's a bad player, but I don't think he's the right player to play in a Man United team that has Casemiro as the number six and then has Bruno Fernandes as your number eight. Eriksen doesn't really fit in with that because he's more of an eight like Bruno. So he can't really do that middle role. And as for Mason Mount, we signed a player who's completely out of form and completely out of confidence. Meanwhile, in contrast, Kobbie Mainoo, he's just happy to be playing for Manchester United and to get his chance. He's a boyhood Manchester United player. And for him to be playing, it's great for him. It's great for the supporters. And he's happy to do the work. In fact, not only is he happy to do the work and to cover Casemiro, he himself is an incredible ball carrier. Manchester United obviously wanted to build this team around Frankie de Jong. There were no plans to sign Casemiro initially, and Frankie de Jong was the man who was supposed to play alongside a holding midfielder and was supposed to carry the ball from defence to a forward position. He's a great carrier of the ball. He can make those 50-60 yard runs with the ball, but so can Kobbie Mainoo. So he may have stumbled on somebody who can be our version of Frankie de Jong. I don't think he's there yet. And I definitely wouldn't say no to signing Frankie de Jong. And maybe there's a way for Kobbie Mainoo and Frankie de Jong to play in the same team. But at the moment, if we are going to get Frankie de Jong, and he was a player that we wanted, Erik ten Hag has accidentally discovered a pretty decent version of Frankie de Jong in Kobbie Mainoo. And it doesn't hurt either that he scored that winning goal against Wolves, which would give him confidence in that area of the pitch as well, in terms of being able to contribute with goals. So all things are positive for Kobbie Mainoo and the other young players in the team as well, Højlund now scoring goals and Garnacho having a good season as well. So before we move on to specifically breaking down the Villa game, looking at the odds and whatnot, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about our Super Bowl 58 prop contest with $1,000 going to the winner. It's $1,000 winner take all, and it's free to enter. Pick 58 props for Super Bowl 58 and enter today by going over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/SB58. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/FB58, or just go to the link in the SGPN app. Let me also take this pause to tell you about Cut. Our partners at Cut are giving away $5,000 to the user who refers the most new depositors by the end of Super Bowl weekend. And all you have to do is invite your friends to sign up for Cut via the invite friend button on your dashboard and have them deposit before Monday. The user with the most deposit referrals will get $5,000 in site credit automatically added to their account this week. For those of you who don't know, Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and is available in 40 states. To get involved, head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Game Time, where you can snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account and use the code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply, but again, create an account and redeem the code CFBX for $20 off by downloading Game Time today. Last minute tickets at the lowest price guaranteed. So as we mentioned over on the EPL show and over on Scamessa Italia, we are going to be posting a lock here on the show. Last week, we swept the locks, going 3-0 across BetMUFC, Scamessa Italia and the EPL show. And we're hoping to do that again with the lock from this game between Aston Villa and Manchester United. As I mentioned earlier, Aston Villa are quite short favourites to win this game now at the price of 11-10. It's 14-5 on the draw, and Man United come to Villa Park as a 2-1 underdog. Man United beat Aston Villa on Boxing Day, and obviously there was a bit of fortune about that. Aston Villa were in control of the game going into halftime 2-0 up, and then Man United delivered an inspired performance to come back and win the game 3-2. Now, I don't believe that Manchester United will be able to pull that off again. If we go 2-0 down against Aston Villa again, we are in big trouble. So ultimately, I'd like to avoid that situation. Aston Villa are a wounded animal off the back of their FA Cup exit against Chelsea. They've also recently suffered a very, very poor home defeat against Newcastle. So a ground that was a fortress for so long, with Aston Villa just racking up win after win, looking at the back end of last season and coming into this season as well, which included beating both Man City and Arsenal. Suddenly, they are slipping up a little bit. And I think Manchester United, with their current form, have the opportunity to actually take the points at Villa Park, or at the very least remain undefeated in 2024. And that's what I'm going to be looking at here for this game. Another player liked here was BTTS, as BTTS has cashed in Aston Villa's last four games, and they have scored in all of their fixtures at Villa Park across all competitions this season. Man United come into this one having scored in seven straight games, and these sides served up a five-goal thriller in the reverse on Boxing Day, with Man United winning 3-2, as I mentioned. So there should be goals at both ends. I like BTTS here at the price of 8-13. But a selection that we can get at an even better price than that is simply for Manchester United to avoid a defeat, which is something I think that they can do, as Aston Villa have hit a bit of a rough patch with just two wins in their last six league games. But they've still been tough to beat overall, as they have drawn two of those games. So they've actually only lost 2 in 6, but that's not form that's going to get you into the Champions League. While United, they're a team who are in good form at the moment, although they have to prove it against teams who are in the top five. They've certainly struggled in games like this already so far this season. The visitors, though, did fight back to win against Aston Villa last time out from 2-0 down. And I do believe they can be competitive in this game. And Aston Villa are too short to win this game against a Manchester United team who are unbeaten in 2024. A Man United team who took Aston Villa apart last weekend. A Man United team who scored in seven straight consecutive games. And a Man United team who finally have all of their players to choose from. My selection here and the lock on this show, brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, is going to be for Man United to avoid a defeat. Man United on the double chance market at the price of 4-6 minus 150. And don't forget, you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. That's it for me and this edition of BetMUFC. To reiterate, the lock on this show was Man United on the double chance market, or Man United plus half a goal in the Asian handicap market at the price of 4-6 minus 150. I'll be back in midweek with the Champions League show, as the Champions League is back, and we'll be covering that here on the Sports Gambling Podcast, looking at those round of 16 ties. So make sure you are subscribed to the Soccer Gambling Podcast to make sure you never miss a show. Until then, good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.